let's go now to back to My Health Record, which I've spoken about a few times over the last couple of weeks. I'm probably a bit frustrated about it, but I've spoken a lot about the concerns about My Health Record. But what we haven't done on the program, and you haven't heard very much on the media, the benefits of My Health Record in practice. Now, I'm sounding as if I'm being a promoter of My Health Record, but actually I do believe it's a huge benefit to the community. And I just want you to hear from somebody who uses it a lot in general practice to get a sense of its worth. Ewan McPhee is a national leader in rural general practice. He lives and works in Emerald in Queensland. I thought it might be worth hearing from him how he's been using My Health Record over the last few years, because, of course, millions of Australians already have a My Health Record in the current opt-in. They've chosen to opt in for a My Health Record. Ewan's on the line from Emerald. Welcome to the Health Report.
Good evening, Norman.
So tell us how you use My Health Record.
Well, look, the My Health Record in my practice is just, I guess, part of doing normal business, Norman. It's essentially an extension of my clinical record. So with a lot of my patients, I spend a lot of time making sure that my records are accurate, my medication lists are accurate, and your allergies and immunizations. Now, if you take, you know, for example, one of my patients today, she's an elderly lady with multiple medical problems, and, look, she pops in and out of hospital a lot. And it's important that, you know, I have an up-to-date summary of what's happening with her, what her medications are, and her results. That the results in my practice are available if she ends up in hospital. And she came back from a sudden admission the other day. Basically, she came in without any information from the hospital, but because my health records linked into the Queensland Health System, I actually had the discharge summary there with her medication changes available to me when she came in. So I was able to basically make changes and keep, a point of truth for that patient around her health. And, you know, that My Health Record has become for her a point of truth, a place where we can have reliable information about her healthcare that's up to date and relevant. And I guess I've just been doing this for a long time now, since at least 2014, particularly for my frequent flyers. But I'm finding more and more useful.
And by frequent flyers, you're talking about people with multiple diagnoses who need a lot of medical care over time.
Absolutely.
And who go in and out of hospital.
And also people, you wouldn't think about, like pregnant women. I mean, again, one of the biggest problems we have in general practice is just information flying left, right and centre by fax, by email. This is a way of having a secure area where you can put relevant information for people so that it's available to healthcare providers. And, you know, I'm talking about pregnant ladies, they're putting their pathology results, their scan results, everything available there, such that in an emergency, in the hospital, if there's a question about something that's been done in my practice, the clinicians have availability of it. And also, I guess, the other matters is people forget stuff. And people in Australia jump from GP to GP to GP. And I had a typical example today where a chap who really could have come with a My Health Record because he can't get a job. Essentially, he told an employer who is very, and this is a safety relevant thing, he told an employer he had a seizure. It was investigated 15 years ago. He can't, this GP's left town. So this guy can't get his information. Now, obviously, 15 years ago, wouldn't have had a My Health Record, but the issue is patients and people would, I think, benefit from having their My Health Record available to them so they can have a current summary of what's going on, and they can, you know, control it as well.
So that's what people don't realise, is that you control it. How does that work, this patient control element?
Look, I think that the key thing is, well, the first point is not a lot of patients are bothered with necessarily controlling it, but those that do see great value in it. And I've got one gentleman who loves to track his results online. He loves to make sure that, you know, what I'm saying about him is relevant and that I'm not missing anything. And I think that's a point of accountability for the doctor.
So how does
as well.
The My Health Record fit into that?
The My Health Record allows them to, I guess, it is software dependent. My software allows me to put up the case notes. So when I see a patient with My Health Record, I put up the case record from my consultation. So they can see my health summary, they can see what they've discussed today, they can see the results or any tests that I've ordered today. And that keeps me accountable as well, because I know that my patient has the opportunity to look at my record and make a comment if there's any errors in that.
And obviously you've had permission from them to do that over time, so you know it's okay to upload that summary.
Well, look, I do. Look, we've been in an opt-in area, so obviously there's this move to opt-out where people will all have a record. The key point is, regardless of that, I will still ask that, and I've had today, someone's come in, they've got a health record. I say, do you know you have a health record? They were from the Nepean Blue Mountains area. They had one made for them. I said, this is available. Do you wish me to put a copy of your health summary up there? So when you go back to New South Wales, you know, your doctor will have seen what I've done and I'll be able to put up any results there that need to be done. The patient was very happy for me to do so.
What about these privacy issues that have been raised in the press?
Look,
and politically.
I think politically, it's very clear that the government and the Digital Health Agency are going to make changes that have been supported by the AMA and the College of GPs. I think that's fair enough. I do know that there's been no security breach of the My Health record. There hasn't been anything. And that, to be honest, you know, for most people that I talk about, and in fact, surprisingly, since this opt-out debate came this time, this is the third iteration, we've already had two opt-out trials already, patients are coming in saying, look, I want a My Health record, I've heard all about it, I think it's a great idea, I want one. I've actually registered, opt-in two new patients today because they've heard about the debate.
Oh, so you've got people opting in? Still.
I've got people opting in. I've got people coming in. I've had two patients today say, look, I've heard about this. I think it's a great idea. I've got multiple medical problems. I'm on a lot of medication. I'd really love to have a record that I know my information's available.
Have you had many patients saying, look, there's certain things I don't want on there?
Look, I have, and you've got to respect that. And and one or two patients said, look, I don't want a record. I do discuss this with every patient. I've been doing so since 2014, where I think someone needs to think. I'd say to them, I think this will benefit from this record. If they say, no, doctor, I do not want this information on there, I say, that's fine. I'm not going to push it anymore.
And we've only got a few seconds left, Ewan. Is there enough functionality on it to be useful?
Look, I think it is what it is at the moment. It's essentially a shared summary. It's also, we've got the specialist letters coming, we've got pathology results coming, we know that people will be able to access that stuff. That functionality is coming. I think it's sufficient to allow a doctor to continue the care of that patient if you had to take over that care.
Ewan, thanks for joining us. Ewan McPhee, who's a rural generalist, a rural general practitioner in Emerald in Queensland. I'm Norman Swan. This has been The Health Report. See you next week.